We just stumbled on the solution. Shohei Ohtani to the Carolina Hurricanes. Let's see if we can make that happen. The head coach, Rod Brindamore, is joining us here. It's not too late. Teach him to skate. Get him in there. I know he can't pitch right now, but maybe he can, I don't know, maybe he can play goal.
Yeah, well, if he could, I'm sure he'd find a way. But different sport, and you can see what happened when he went, what, now his arm's all messed up?
Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe it's not a good idea.
they were headed in that in a bad direction, the Angels, anyway. All right. The defensive issues are so uncharacteristic for you and for this team. I mean, for years, everybody kind of sweats out, well, will Carolina find the goal, that one big goal that they haven't been able to find? And I always keep saying that the Hurricanes are more of a goal prevention team than a goal scoring team. Not that goal scoring is a problem. But how have you guys handled the massive amounts of goals that you guys have allowed? Have they emotionally handled this?
Yeah, that's tough because it's like you said, it's not how we kind of draw it up, and certainly take pride in shutting teams down, and we haven't done that, you know, really at all yet. So that's been a concern. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on. Not necessarily the whole 5-on-5 kind of game, and certainly been okay in spurts there. It's just key times it just seems to give up that grade A chance, and as you know, first, what are we, six games in, it seems like every time that it happens, it's in the net. So we're there's a couple things that are piling on, and we just got to eliminate one of those, maybe not too many chances, or get a key save at the right time. I think it would be a little different.
Yeah, it's not just the penalty kill. I mean, the penalty kill, obviously, four of the first six games, multiple power play goals allowed, but there are other things. Only nine of the goals of the 30 are power play goals, but Tampa's not the place to go to get your penalty kill fixed because their power play is absolutely elite.
Right. No, I mean, we just came off of the Colorado game, and it's a very similar team in a lot of ways with the talent level of a couple guys that are kind of the top of the league, and then, you know, they have a lot of other good pieces too. So that's where the power play really can affect you when you're giving those top guys a little extra ice. And, you know, we saw it the other night.
Does the video work that you guys do make it easier to explain to players who have maybe, and you use the phrase take a breath, does the video work help explain what's gone wrong?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's easy. I mean, watching on video is, you know, you can stop it and talk about it and look at it 10 times. But when it happens live, it's obviously a lot different. And, you know, that's where we use our teaching. You know, get that system or get that, you said, well, why are you taking that breath here? It's clear on the video. And if we can, you know, keep teaching, we've got a couple guys that are still new to it, and it's mm-hmm. clear they're a little behind, I think, on how we do things. So hopefully it doesn't take too much more time, but definitely need to get them dialed right in so, you know, we don't have those little mess-ups that are causing us right now.
Is there a stretch in which you feel like you have played the way you want to play in terms of forecheck, hemming a team in? I know San Jose looked great, and I thought for, what were the last two periods of the Anaheim game, even though you didn't come all the way back, that one looked like you wanted to look. Have there been periods other than that?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. So TYK2 inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyk2 has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah, I mean, you can't come away with, we still had 3 wins somehow. Right. So, and we were in every game. We were able to claw back within a goal. And then it's just those, like I said, I think the Seattle game, we got it back within one and then had a little defensive mess up and it's in your net. Same thing happened in Colorado. We got it within one and, a simple play behind the net. We don't execute and it's in our net. So that's what's been kind of happening right now. And I mean, there's been a lot of good. I mean, there's a lot of players that are individually playing pretty well. But it's collectively right now, we're just a little off.
Health-wise, Sebastian Aho, I know he practiced yesterday. He was out there this morning. How much can you tell us about whether or not he's going to play?
Yeah, I think he's getting close. I think he's going to take warm-up. I hope he gives us the that he can go kind of thing, and that'll be huge. I mean, that is another big part. Everybody talks about, why are you giving up so many goals? But we have not had our team together yet, and we've got some big guys missing, and take that kind of talent out of your group, you're going to have some little gray areas. So hopefully Seabass gets back in there, especially keep fan, he's around the corner. He's waiting on that, but I think he will. He'll be soon. When we get those guys in, that's obviously a huge difference.
Rod Brindamore is with us here. For Svechnikov, could soon be Thursday night against Seattle.
I hope so, but okay. We've been saying that for a while, so I don't want to, put a date on it. I think when he gets another practice under his belt, maybe feels a little more comfortable, because we were away for like 10 days and he wasn't with us.
Right.
Got to get him up to speed, and hopefully Freddie gives us a nod here soon so he can get in the game. And, we're missing a lot of key guys at present time. You Patch being out as well.
You said Freddie soon. Does that mean Freddie is not going to play tonight?
Right.
Who is in net tonight?
We're going back with Cooch.
All right. For me, he was really good in the first period and really good in the third period. Second period, I'm sure he would like to erase from his memory.
Yeah, I mean, that's the game, right? I mean, we got back into it, and then we definitely can't give up those chances. But when you do, that's when you need a save at
right.
key time. And, obviously we didn't get it. But it's not for lack of effort. That kid, he cares, and he certainly – gives us a good chance.
Yeah, I thought he played well in relief of Antti in the game in Seattle. And I thought he was excellent in the first period. And I think everybody was deflated by the goal at the end of the period. And I know you said that there could have been, maybe that penalty was called because of something else, or there was another play that could have been, that could have changed the trajectory of that game. And then the shorthanded goal was a killer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we can't give up those. That's been creeping in a little here. So, there's a lot of areas that we're not happy with, but still early in the season. And I said yesterday when I got asked a bunch of questions about him, it shouldn't matter who you have in the lineup. It should look a certain way.
Right.
We haven't seen that yet, but we do have, I think, yesterday, last game, there was over $20 million out of the lineup. So it's going to look a lot different when I think we get all these guys back.
Rod Brindamore, I appreciate your time. Good luck tonight. I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Rod Brindamore here on the Adam Gold Show.